A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 14th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
A Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The opposition, you don't see really very clear ideological position that they have that differ from the rhetoric of the ruling party ZANU-PF, leaning to the left when it has gone right of political ideologies. And I think that that is part of the problem, that no political party really has come up with something that is seen to be a real alternative which can then be able to challenge ZANU-PF.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of Zimbabwe's opposition parties.
Last week, Zimbabwe saw the birth of yet another opposition party, the Zimbabwe, the People's Democratic Party. So it's called, I'll say it again, the People's Democratic Party. There are also signs that former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is ready to launch her own party after releasing what has been termed her election manifesto.
Though elections are only coming up in 2018, political jostling has already started with the push for a coalition to challenge President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Wonguka Gibbs, nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu mapato anopikisa. Tiri kuona kuti nemusi chishanu svondo rapera kwakapinda rimwe bato idzva mudariro People's Democratic Party, iro rinotungamirwa navatendai Biti. Uye panenge pari kuratidza kuti amai Joyce Mujuru nevamwe vavakabuda muZANU-PF vanogona kupindawo munyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Kwagara kune mamwe mapato akaita sana MDC. MDC inotungamirwa navatsvangirai neimwe inotungamirwa navancuve nemamwewo mapato akaita sana ZAPU, vana Transform Zimbabwe nemamwe Gibbs.
Yeah, zvizalwane zezimbabwe ndingalitshona njani lapa likhona khona ngapho thina ngapha sibhelela sibila kwamagama. Ye, namhlanje ke udaba lwethu esixoxa ngalo sikhuma khona ukuthi kambe ama-opposition parties kumbe sithi amabandla aphikisayo ame njani kwele Zimbabwe. Sizwile ke ngeviki ephelileyo kule bandla okuthiwa ke yi-People's Democratic Party ikamnumzana uBidi esingani sibunjiwe. Kuzobuya ke lo unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru ufuna ukuthi abumbe elakhe. Kodwa ke abantu bathi amabandla lawa Blessing one maningi kakhulu. So bathi angavele bambane enxa kungaphuma nje okukhanyayo ukuthi aya ngapi, ukuze aphikise kakhulu ibandla elibusayo ele ZANU-PF. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhona ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo eZimbabwe ame njani. Xa lifuna ukuthi lingene kathesi ke kuhlelo nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Kulman says as well.
And I think we have our first two guests. First, we have Professor Shadrack Guto. Professor Guto, good evening.
Good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners. I'm at UNESA. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Of course, Professor Guto, we all know him in Zimbabwe. He was once at the University of Zimbabwe. He's a political analyst based in South Africa. And like he said there, he's at the University of South Africa. And we also have Mr. Jacob Mafume, the spokesperson for the newly minted People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Professor Guto. He's quite an inspiration to
all. You are both lawyers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learned friends. Okay.
Gibbs. And here we are adjudicators, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Can we say learned friends as well, right? So now let's start with you, Mr. Mafume. It seems as if there are so many parties in Zimbabwe. I've lost count. I think there are about 25, right? And what are you doing? You know, all these parties looking for one thing to rule Zimbabwe.
Well, I think Zimbabweans must understand that they are in a multi-party democracy. A multi-party democracy is not a dual-party democracy. There is nothing confusing about many political parties. We have people who are now getting used to choice. This is a world of choice. If you look at established democracies like the UK, you have the SNP, you have the Green Party, you have the Labour Party, you have the Conservatives. All over Europe, democracies are developing towards multi-partyism. If you look at Kenya, the numbers are even more, but they've been able to achieve change. There has been a misnomer in Zimbabwe that you can only bring change when you are united. I believe that unity is a process work. Remember, ZANU-PF and ZAPU were two different parties executing the liberation struggle from one front to the other. And I believe at this point in time, we need to live in a multi-party democracy where people are given a choice, not academically, but in every sense of the word. We need 1,000 flowers to bloom, in the words of Mao Tse-Tung a few years ago. We need things to come to the surface and people are able to pick what is best for them. So I believe that the more the merrier. Let's hit this beast called ZANU-PF from many angles. Let's hit it from People First. Let's hit it from MDCT. Let's hit it from PDP. And let's hit it from wherever one can throw a stone, a knife, a bazooka, as long as they are targeting it at ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. And Professor Guto, what is your take on these many parties in Zimbabwe? You know, some analysts now say if you put five Zimbabweans in one room, after 30 minutes, they will form five political parties, even though there are four.
Okay. I think that it is important to be able to say, is multi-partyism really what we want to achieve? And what does that mean? Does it really contribute to strengthening or weakening democracy? The second one is really to say, when you talk about multi-partyism, what really differentiates the parties? Is it the policy? Is it the ideology? Is it the personalities of the people heading them, and so on? So, and many more other things. Is it tribalism? Is it regionalism? Is it, you know, gender, and so on and so forth? So I think it is very important for us to be careful when we deal with the question of multi-partyism as a concept within a democratic system, to be able to say that sometimes you have parties which are multiple parties, but they are, in final analysis, they are the same. The language may be different, you know, phrased differently, but in terms of ideology, in terms of thinking about the political economy of the country, in terms of thinking about issues of governance and so on, they're not different. So I think that is part of the problem where Zimbabwe is at the moment, that movement towards multi-partyism has created total confusion among the public and the general masses, or the povo in Zimbabwe, if we use Zimbabwean terms. And we need to get clarity out of that, and I don't think there's clarity. Secondly, I would say that looking at Zimbabwe at the moment, ZANU-PF is at a stage of implosion. In other words, it is imploding. It is actually blowing itself into pieces, because and I think that also ought to be looked at, and how this, all these new parties really can engage with the various branches of ZANU-PF under different names to be able to say, where do they want to take Zimbabwe now?
Thank you so much, Professor Guto, for your wise words. I think we are now being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu. Not Guto, Obet Gutu. You know, that's why we say we are one, Africans are one. Mr. Gutu, of course, is the spokesperson for the Movement for Democratic Change Formation, led by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai. Mr. Gutu, I think you heard what Professor Guto is saying there about the confusion in Zimbabwe, and I think I agree with him.
Oh, yeah, it's a pity I just got connected a few seconds ago. Thank you for having me. Let me say I'm pretty, very happy, very excited to listen to Professor Shadre Guto. He taught me property law way back at the law school many years ago when I was a younger man. Thank you, Prof. Guto. Anyway.
Right. So the question, Mr. Guto, is can these various opposition parties in Zimbabwe work together? Is it possible?
I would say yes. I don't really see a problem here, a blessing, because we are saying as the MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, our program really is, our trajectory going forward is to say we are looking at issues. We are an issues and ideas-based political organization. Mm-hmm. It is not so much about personalities. It is not so much about whether it's A or B or C leading the coalition or whatever you might want to call it. It is more about issues like, do we have the same mission? Do we share the same vision for our country, Zimbabwe? Do we share the same ideology? As you know, we are a social democratic party with a very strong labor bias, because we're basically formed from the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So we are saying, look, as long as we can compare notes, we are of the view that we have the same vision to establish a democratic developmental state in Zimbabwe, a state that is progressive, that respects property rights, that respects its citizens' fundamental human rights, that also has a free press, that is basically protective of the rights of its citizens generally. Then we have no problems whatsoever in actually working with similar-minded political parties.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. Gibbs, regatori mterere kutanga. Vatorima magadi.
Ndakanaka hangu magadi iko iko.
Ai watiripoti. Peo fungwa dzenyine mamiriro akaita mapata anopikisa.
Mapata anopikisa. Pane mamo anongopikisa zvawo asi asingapikisi. Because ukatarisa mapato akaita sana Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe. Surely you can see kuti RDZ zvandambenge kana ndakaitarisa ndenge nchiona kuti it means road to the destruction of Zimbabwe, because my leaders actually now ningo chinyatso kuona kuti they are too ambitious.
Vatorima tinongo hatirambidze edu kukritisaiza mamwe mapato, asi munofanira kuziva kuti ikodzero yemunhu wese kuti kana achida kuvamba bato rake anongovamba, tisingavanyombe edu, ngatitaurei mafacts chete. Yekuti sei musingawirirane nawo.
Ndipo ndokuti bato rounovamba ka. Bato rinenge tichivambwa nomunhu, rinenge unenge uchivamba une vanavo muZimbabwe vanotatsira shanduko nemaumirira akaita upenyu mazvano. Saka tikangoti munhu anokwanisa kungovamba bato pese pese. Nenguva dzimwe dzisingaiti zvinenge zvinenge zvichiomera vanhu vayavo unenge uchisevenzesa ndochokutanga chechipiri mapato anenge achiita zvokupikisa aya mapato anenge aita zvokupikisa freedom dzose dzokupikisa idzi dzazouya pakambokanganiswa kanganiswa vana vatsvangirai zvino ndosaka muchiona chiita kuda kurambirana nevamumaleaders kuti vamwe maridhasi dhatu ambitious chinangwa chavanacho hachisikati kunyatsokusungunura vana vezimbabwe pamatambudziko avanawo ehe zvokuti kana ukatarisa mapato mamwe even so munoziva ndanzwa mumwe achitaura kuti ava kuma25 ukanyatsokutarisa kuti pavanotadza kunyatsopavanosongana chaipo chaipo semapato anopikisa tovanototi vane chinhu one in common beside kungotoda kubvisa ZANUPF what about kana wabvisa ZANUPF iwe uchaita chii you see so unozonyatsokuona kuti vamwe vanhu vanoda kuita destroy democracy handizi vanoda kuita destroy mama efforts akatangwa nevanhu vakaita sana Morgan Tsvangirai vakatanga maefforts okuda kusungunura vanhu kuti tofanirwa kuva neconstitution yakanaka tofanirwa kuva nedemocracy tofanirwa kuva nethis and that then vamwe vanhu vavanga vachisevenza navo vava kubuda vaita zvimapato zvavo zvimapato zvavo so I want to tell vana vezimbabwe kuti iyo mdc chaiyo chaiyo bevara rinoti mdc rakamirira Morgan delivers change and the change ndo yatinoda sevana vezimbabwe kwete kungoti bato rinongo mapato anongomira pose pose sehoa hazvisiri izvo and it cannot take Zimbabwe anyway vana vezimbabwe tine maproblem akakura kudarika kufomiwa kuri kuita mapati
tinotenda vatoriba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinotenda
of course what Mr. Toriba is saying in short according to him Tsvangirai is the only legitimate leader and he does not understand why there are too many parties but like I pointed out to him the constitution allows for anyone you know even Mr. Gibbs here to form his own party you know like the one I want to form you chop I chop you know
so I think that one is a very good name but I don't think you have any vote even at your home so now let's get back to Mr. Mafume Mr. Mafume I think perhaps the problem that is there in Zimbabwe is you know the leadership issues concerning any coalition so briefly I'll give you a minute to respond to that and then immediately we go to Professor Kuto and then Mr. Kutu. So let's start with you, Mr. Mafume. So what's the problem with having a coalition and a specific leader for that coalition?
Well, I think there is no problem with having a coalition. We remember after our Mandela resolution, we pioneered the idea of a grand coalition in Zimbabwe. We mentioned that the only way forward was the creation of a grand coalition. Now, when we're forming the coalition, which is an electoral coalition, timing is everything. When and how you do it is everything. You just don't declare the leaders in advance. You don't declare your strategies in advance. You don't go around saying your strategies in the openness with your opponents are stones who cannot react to what you are doing. We have said, let's all go into the coalition with an open mind. The leader will come out. It will come out. People can always agree on how you select the leader. Getting a leader is the least of our problems in Zimbabwe. As you can see, many people can lead. Transferring power has been our problem. We have had so many leaders who have failed to transfer power. We need to transfer power from ZANU-PF to another entity. And we have to be very precise and careful how we create that strategy.
Thank you very much. One minute. One minute is over. You know, the greatest strategy is to tell a politician to stop talking. You know?
Yeah.
You stand a chance of being criticized too. Professor Kuto, your take on this issue. The leadership of any opposition. 1 minute.
I think that, first of all, coalitions, there are two ways of forming them. Mm-hmm. You can either form them as you go to elections, or you all go to elections and say, let us win as much as we can individually, and then after the elections, then we form a coalition government. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one Zimbabweans want to follow. Mm-hmm. I would support the idea of each political party really working towards winning voters, and then at the end, after the election, mm-hmm. then they form coalitions. Mm-hmm. The second one is to say we need to build institutions in Zimbabwe, reinvigorate institutions that support constitutional democracy, and I don't think that any of the parties at the moment is focusing on that.
Mm. Mr. Gudu? 1 minute.
Thank you, Gib. Look, our position as the MDC is that, look, the issue really of a coalition is an issue that we have always been talking about, to say, look, let's have a coalition of parties or of people or political players who have the interests of the people at heart. Let me repeat to say it's not about personalities. It has never been an issue to say the coalition has to be led by a particular person or by particular persons. But then you have to also look at the situation on the ground to say, look, everyone who forms a political party, ordinarily you want, if you are serious, to form a government in the event that you win an election. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised to have a political party that is formed with no desire of forming a government after contesting a free and fair election. So obviously, the MDC, we say, look, we are arguably the biggest and most popular political party. And obviously, it is also a fact that there are other smaller parties. I'm not trying to really look down upon them, but it is actually a cold hard fact that there are numerous other political parties in Zimbabwe who are invariably, in terms of popular appeal and support base, considerably smaller than the MDC. So with respect, it would obviously not make much sense to have a leader of a small fringe party being chosen to be the leader of a coalition. So all things being equal, the situation on the ground is that the most obvious and natural choice of the leader of a grand coalition, if you want to call it that, is none other than Morgan Richard Tsvangirai.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutuye. Abakuluma lapha ke kungani kuyachiyana sibili ngoba umnumzana uMafume ngokubona wakhe uthi hey kuyomela abantu bavumelane bayibumbe abakubumbayo basebona lapha bayakhona wasengena ke uprofessor lapha ekhuluma esithi xa ukuthi kule coalition engabunjwa kungangcono ukuthi abantu balungise ukuthi okhokhelayo mbani sebezuzile amavoti abo sebehlezi phansi sebeyabelana ukuthi kumele kuhambe kunje kunje wazokungena ke umnumzana ugudu uthi hayi phela okumele kubonakale ukuthi kulamanye amabandla amakhulu plezing amabandla lawo makhulu ukuthi anjenge-MDCT ngokutsho kwakhe so uthi nxa kungabunjwa-ke i-coalition leyo sokumele ukuthi-ke uMorgan Tsvangirai umnumzana-ke azibambela ngobule bandla elikhulu so kutsho kagudu lokhu
hongu tiri kutarisa kuti kana pachida kuumbwa kuti mapato aite mushandira pamwe pangaitwe sei manzwa vamafume vachitaurapo kuti vanofanira kugara pasi vane pfungwa dzakafanana hakusungoti ngatingobatanei chete pasina chouviri chiri kunotarisirwa ipapo vagutu vari kuti ivo ndo vane vanhu vakawanda nekudaro vanofanira kutungamira profesa guto vati zvinokwanisika kuti mapato ese aya vatsvage rutsigiro vari mapato akasiyana munokwanisa kuti panopera sarudzo munokwanisa kuzobatana tiri kuona zviri kuitika kuna na Britain nekune dzimwe nyika regai titori mumwe muteereri wedu vamakosi makadii
hama dzangu ndinofara chose
aiwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
ndiri kuti inini zvechokwadi demokrasi yakanaka kuti munyika muite tumapolitical parties asi ngatitarisei nyaya yemuzimbabwe kuti pachezvai yakamira sei uyezve mapolitical parties aya ari genuine here nekuti maonero andinoita pamwe mapolitical parties ari kuumbwa nezanupf pachezvai just to disturb mapolitical parties akaita sana MDC dzakakura idzi fine tinogona kuzvibvumira kuti munyika munofanwa kuita tumapolitical parties kaa nekuda kwekuti mutemo unoti unobvumira izvozvo asi maagendas avo ndeyekuti vari kuda kurwisa zanup f kana varwisa zanup f vorwisana futi pachavo ivo setumapolitical parties zvekuda munyika munogoramba muine chaos isingagadziriki ari muzvona Saka kuti sisetanzi coalition hongu yakanaka asi coalition ichizwe ngechiuya nevanhu vane agenda zvakaita sevamwe komanda vabvamuna na MDC vangachinzana na MDC indosina kuti kana mukakanganisa vamuri mumba ka gadzirisana muri mumba kwete kupatsanuka ukapatsanuka uchinda kunoita chakoka zvakuratidza kuti une maambitions akasiyana nevai nevamwe vese nekudavana vari kubuda vachiita timwe mapolitical parties vachigadzirisana vari muone political party very strong inokwanisa kuita kutarisana nezanu p f yovoparadza zanu p f kana kuri kuti kupatidza zanu p f handiri kuita indikona inyaya yezvigaro imwe iri kuita zvimapolitical parties ndizviwande nyaya yekuda mupower
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakosi what our caller is saying is that the main reason why there are so many political parties in Zimbabwe is simply the issue of leadership. People want to be leaders in their own right. And as a result, this is causing serious divisions within the ranks of the opposition groups.
Let's go to Professor Kuto, because we actually requested him to come for a few minutes and now...
He has a prior engagement.
Yeah, he's got a prior engagement. Professor Kuto, your last word.
No, I would say that really personalization of politics in Zimbabwe is worrying, where people begin to think it is either ZANU-PF is Robert Mugabe. The opposition ought to be Shangri. And so on. So it is personalizing politics rather than looking at what is the party really offering to the country in terms of democratizing it, in terms of repairing it, in terms of moving it forward. I think we need thinking that really go in that direction rather than, you know, pressing personalities that lead this organization. The last thing I would really want to say is, I mentioned it earlier, focusing on institution of democratic governance, because that is what Zimbabwe lacks, and that is what ZANU-PF lacks as a ruling party in Zimbabwe. But very few of them are focusing on that. So I think that if new political parties are really coming up, they ought to be able to show Zimbabweans where they are going to take them. But I also believe any political party in Zimbabwe today that doesn't connect with the diaspora of Zimbabwe, because the crisis in Zimbabwe, political, economic, and so on, has driven so many people outside, and those people are resources to rebuilding a new Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Professor, for that brilliant analysis. And I think Mr. Gutu also had a prior engagement, but we'll ask him to stay a bit, maybe for the first 3 or so minutes, so that we can conclude with him. Gibbs, I think there's another caller, Pumulan Ndebele.
Yes, Baba Ndebele, unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ubambe kona possibility, siyabuya kuwe ngoba namhlanje sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi wena ucabanga njani. Naso kubuya khona kwesixoxa ngakho ukuthi amabandla kumele phela ahlangane kumbe sithi abambane ukuze ukuthi alwisane kuhle lebandla lezanu-PF. So ubambe khona phonga ikhatshana mnumzane.
Okay baba mbambe.
Ngikulungile baba.
So of course we have said thank you so much and goodbye to Professor Guto, who was on the line from Johannesburg in South Africa, and Mr. Jacob Mafume, spokesperson, People's Democratic Party, and Mr. Obed Kutu, spokesperson, MDC. Please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube, and I hope you are following us even on Twitter and Facebook. This is Kip Stube saying, stay tuned.